Okay, so we will now begin tonight's conference call. If one or two more of you want to introduce yourselves, that would be great, and then I'll get into the topic. So anyone else who wants to say hi, lend their name's energy to the call, now is the time to do so. Okay, very good. Very good. Well, I welcome you all to the call, to the Thursday night Business Building Techniques call. Generally, the first Thursday of the month is when we have the Marketing Sense System training, because we had a special where Vicki Oprah was the guest speaker on the call last night. We changed the Marketing Sense System training that occurs Thursday night to the first Thursday of the month, rather, to tonight. So that is what we are doing tonight. And it really, for you to really benefit from this call, it's important that you're all on your computer. If you're not in front of your computer now, you can still maybe benefit a little bit, but it's much more helpful if you are actually on the Marketing Sense System. And to do that, you could go to the Marketing Sense homepage, which is www.marketingsense.com. And it should bring up a page that has a member login and returning visitors on it. It's a very beautiful page with red on, or dark red kind of tone on the sides. Now, I want to make a couple of announcements. First of all, this coming Saturday and every Saturday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, and whatever time zone you fall in between or outside of those parameters, we have a Marketing Sense System training as well, and that's every Saturday. Generally, the first Thursday of the month is a Marketing Sense Systems training, but this month we're doing it on the second Thursday. We do have some exciting things coming up. This coming Tuesday, which would be February 14th, that's our product focus call, and David Stewart is going to be the guest speaker on it. Those of you who know David know he's a remarkable teacher. I'm in the process of reading, I suppose it's his most recent book, Chemistry of Essential Oils Made Simple. If any of you have seen that book, it I looked at it, it's like 800 pages long, and I said, how can an 800-page long book about chemistry be simple? But I've been reading it, and actually he does take what could be some very complicated stuff and present it in a way that's very understandable and very readable, and I'm really enjoying that book. And I'm very much looking forward to being on that call and hearing David speak. So that's this coming Tuesday. And then on Thursday, which would be the 16th, Kathy Cowie, a leader, a Young Living leader, distributor, is going to be the guest and the host of the Business Building Technique call a week from today. So those are some of the things coming up immediately in the next week. Now, tonight's call is going to be a little different from the basic format of a Marketing Sense training call, in that I'm not necessarily going to go through the basics of showing you how to sign up and configure your system and the landing pages and how to use the contact manager unless I am asked those questions. This is a Q&A, and whether your question is complex about one of the finer points of the Marketing Sense System, or a very basic question of how do I sign up, all the questions are welcome. So I will answer them to the best of my ability. There are things about the Marketing Sense System that I don't know, because it's constantly being upgraded and improved and changed. And it seems like every time I take a close look, there's a new change, you know. So this is a question and answer, and to really, there's a lot of you on this call. So when you want to ask a question, unmute your phone, ask the question, and then you can stay unmuted if you need to do a follow-up question or clarify my answer. But really, the power of this call is all of you lending your energy to the call, and you do that by your questions. So that's what's going to make this call very special and exciting and a learning experience for all of us. So when you do give your question, just give your name and fire away. The floor is open. Any questions?
Do you want us to log in on our site or a test site?
Well, yeah, I just want you for now just to go to the www.marketingsense.com page, because from that page, it's really one can demonstrate less or more completely the system. There are a couple of things that can't be demonstrated, but that's okay. For now, let's just all go there.
www.marketingsense, not our login?
Correct. Just go to the home page for Marketing Sense, www.marketingsense.com. If there's anyone that doesn't know the spelling or unable to get to that page, let me know and we'll try to help.
Marketing Sense?
Yeah, M-A-R-K-E-T as in Tom, I-N-G, S as in Sam, C-E-N-T-S, like sense, like a smell, marketingsense.com. And that will bring you to the home page, the generic home page for Marketing Sense, which one can fully demonstrate the system from and also sign up from here. Now, does anyone have any questions, something about Marketing Sense that you have?
I don't have a computer in front of me, but can I do it like tomorrow or some other day?
Can you what? I'm sorry.
I don't have a computer right now in front of me.
Okay, well, bear with us then as best you can. We have the call every Saturday at noon, so if you can get on at noon on Saturday, well, noon Eastern time, so if you can get on at that time on Saturday with your computer in front of you, I think you would find it helpful.
Okay. Hi, James. I have a question.
Hello?
Yes, somebody just said they have a question. Yes?
Do we have to sign in? I can't.
No, I don't want you to sign in at this time. Just go to www.marketingsense.com and sit there with that
you.
In front of you.
Okay, thanks.
And the question?
I have a question for maybe you and also Jan, who I know is a leader with the company. How do you use Marketing Sense to develop your, you know, business?
How do you use Marketing Sense to develop your business? Okay. Is Jan on the call right now?
I'm here.
Jan, we'll address that question. Would you be in the mood for addressing that question?
Well, sure.
Okay.
I actually have my business cards that have marketingsense.com and myningxia.com as my two websites that I want people to go to when I'm either introducing them to the business or specifically the Ningxia Red and the oils too, because they can get a sense of the oils from Marketing Sense. It's just not quite as focused on that.
You mean from the business site that comes
site,
with the Marketing Sense system.
Yeah, from the business side of Marketing Sense. And what I do is I share with people that I'm in the business of helping people solve health challenges through natural means, and I ask people if they're open to that. If somebody says to me in a grocery line or somebody I meet at a meeting and they're complaining about a health challenge, I ask them if they're open to learning about natural ways to deal with it. And if they say they are, I say, great. I'd love to have you spend a few minutes at my website, and after you've looked it over, if you're interested, let's chat. And I try to get an email address from folks, because if I do, if I can get their email address and I can punch them into the Marketing Sense system, if they don't punch themselves in simply by going into the contact manager and putting their info in there, and then I can automatically, then the autoresponder will automatically send them emails encouraging them to come to the site and look at it and read more about our products or our business opportunity. And if they go and look themselves as a result of getting my business card and going to my site and sign themselves up, that certainly is an indication to me that they have at least a level of interest to begin exploring. And then I give them a call and I ask them what did they see on the site that they were particularly interested in? Was there anything in one of the emails that attracted their attention? And we just start a conversation. So I use it as a way to give people a kind of a broad overview of what we have available, and then I try to take it to personal phone calls where I get a better sense of where they're at and what would be of most benefit to them. So I do it both ways. I put people in that I meet with their approval. I ask them if they'd like to receive some emails from me. And then I follow up with people that go to the site themselves and put their info in and end up in my contact manager.
I'm going to ask you to star six yourself. There's somebody coughing in the background, all of you who are not speaking need to star six. We have a lot of people on the call, and star six mutes you so that anything you're doing, like washing your hands or coughing or just whatever, you know, if your kid starts talking to you, then if you're muted, it won't take away from the call. Thank you. You there, Jan?
I'm right here, yep.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jan. That
well,
that
you're
was
welcome.
Really good input as to what you how you utilize Marketing Sense to build your business. I'm going to answer the question myself, too, a little bit from my perspective and maybe give an overview of how I see Marketing Sense. Quite honestly, when I was first introduced to Marketing Sense, I liked the back office. What you get with a Marketing Sense system, I call it the Marketing Sense success system or Marketing Sense Business Builder's success system, but you get three things with it. You get two unique websites. One is what we call a business site, which unless you change the name of it, which you can, will be have like your first name or something else that you create, .marketingsense.com. That's the business site. Then you also get a product site, which will be your name, or in my case, it's theoilman.myningxia.com. People can be surfing the web and go to either one of those sites, or as Jan does, you can have it on your business card and give it to people, and then they can go to your site that way. Okay, when people land on either one of those sites, in order to get through from what's called a landing page, to the rest of the site, they have to fill in their contact information, name, phone, email address. When they do that, you get that information in what makes this system so powerful, and that's the back office or the contact manager. It's really more than a contact manager, the back office of the website. So now you have the contact information of anybody that's landed on and explored your website. Okay, more than that, what the system then does is it starts sending that person an email, a whole email campaign. Now, clearly, in my mind, the power of this system is that it's a way in which I can follow up with people in a time-effective way. In the past, when I met somebody, I would get their contact information. And how I do that is I carry samples with me of the different – of Ningxia Red or an oil or the Art Skincare, and I would give it to that person in exchange for their contact information. When I arrived home, I would shoot them a quick email, and then I'd follow up with a call a couple of days later. I might call them again, maybe a third time, or send them another email, but that was very possibly not the case. And then that would be that. If they didn't get back to me, there would be no more follow-up. Marketing Sense has changed that, because now when I get that contact information from a person, I manually put them in Marketing Sense. So Marketing Sense in the contact manager has that option of putting people in the contact manager. And I'd like to show you all this. If you're all on that page, www.marketingsense.com, what you can do is scroll down the page till you see a big sign up now button. You can't miss it. It's in the middle of the page. It says sign up now. And beneath that, there are three different mini screens. The middle of those three screens says view back office. And if you take your cursor and click somewhere in the middle of that screen, it's going to open up a demo version of our back office. So I'm hoping that you're all doing that and you're all following me. And it should say, welcome to the Marketing Sense system. Now, from there, if you click, there's these tabs at the top. And the third tab from the left says Contacts. And if you click on Contacts, it will open up a page that has a list of a bunch of different people. Are you all with me? If one person could unmute themselves and say, yes, I'm with you, or no, I didn't know how to get there. Okay, excellent, excellent. So you're with me, and you're on the Contact Manager page. Now, there's a purple or blue, rather, a blue strip up at the top of that page. It's below the tabs. And one thing you can do in the upper left part of that, it says Add New Contact. If you put your cursor there and click on the Add New Contact, what it should do is open up a page that says Add a Contact, and you see all the fields there where you can put your contact's information in. Okay? A couple of important points with this. In my mind, the real important things to have are name, phone, email address. If you do not have the person's email address, in my opinion, there's no reason to even put them in Marketing Sense. The power of Marketing Sense is that it sends people emails. It does the follow-up for me. So now, if I call the person once and they don't reply, maybe they're not ready, maybe at this time they're not interested, but they're not totally turned off, you know, they will keep getting emails every 5 days inviting them into the website, into the opportunity. So it's an automated follow-up system. It's very, very powerful. Now, if you look at it on this Add a Contact page where it says Contact Category, it defaults to Leads, but if you click on the little down arrow there, it brings up all the different categories where you can put people. From my understanding of Marketing Sense, I would not, if I have the person's contact information. Now, you all should have clicked on the down arrow and seen those, I think it's nine different categories. I would not make a person a lead or a NYXA Red lead. All the categories that begin with NYXA direct people to the product site. Now, the product site, even though we call it a product site, focuses only on NYXA Red. As Jan said,
say product site.
Excuse me? Could you repeat?
Product site is not on the list.
I know that. Yes. Yeah. Okay. The list there. Everything, when you create a contact and make them one of these categories, they will get emails. And the emails they get will direct them either to the business site, which is my name, or in my case, the oilman.marketingsense.com, or the product site, which is, in my case, theoilman.myningxia.com. So all of those categories you see that begin with Ningxia, direct them to the product site. Remember, you get three things with this system. You get two unique websites and this back office. Okay? So I won't make the person a lead or a Ningxia Red lead, because the emails that come with the leads direct them to the landing page where they have to put their contact information to get further into the site. I already have their contact information. I would rather them just go right into the site when they click through the email. So I will make them generally either a prospect or a Ningxia prospect, depending on the way the contact went, what the contact was interested in. Now, you can further use this to introduce people who are in your, if you're very new to Young Living, you probably have a warm market. In my case, I've been doing this for 6 years. I probably introduced this opportunity to most everybody that was in my warm market way back when, or I should have if I didn't. So, but if you're just beginning with Young Living, you probably have a sizable warm market. Warm market are people you already know, friends, family, that would be your warm market. And you would make their category warm market because the emails they receive would be appropriate for somebody who you know and are friendly with. Now, the people that I meet, I make either a Ningxia prospect or a prospect, because that would be the way for me to put them in. When they enroll or begin with Young Living, I will either make them a distributor, if they've enrolled as a distributor, or a customer or a Ningxia customer. Now, does anybody have any questions about this?
I have a question. The warm market only goes out 4 times, and so when I've added family or friends that I know, I've put them in the customer because I thought that would give them information about the oils. Should I be using warm market, you know, and then when they go through the warm market, then bump them over to customer?
I think that would be a good idea. If you have the time to make that change, what you can do, you've obviously read the emails. So from here, I'll direct you there later as to how you all can read the emails. But that's a very good question, and I think it would be a good idea, because I've read the emails, I would probably put them in warm market first, and then after they are done with the autoresponders, if they haven't already responded and enrolled, I could switch them to customer. I think that's it.
How do you know when the email texts are done?
It tells you. There's a different place in the website that would tell you. Let me finish with this page, and then I will go there. So if you go down – I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I have one more question. You had mentioned that when people enter the websites, we receive their information. They're going to be entering their names, their email addresses, right, and we receive that information?
Yeah, what happens is the website will send you an email telling you this person landed on your website. And the contact information then is in the contact manager, which is where I'm going to take you after I'm done talking about this part of the page, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So I just want to flag you to below the contact category, it says promo code, and on the promo code, that's totally optional. I use it if I do a trade show or an expo. I put in that promo code where I met the person. So I do this thing called the New Life Expo, and I would type in New Life Expo, or I'm doing one coming up in May called IBS New York, and I'll put in IBS New York, or I'll probably IBS 2006, something like that, so I can identify where I put that person in to hear from. But I use that when I'm doing some big event like that. For somebody I just meet day to day, I don't put in a promo code. But you can play with that and use that to track how well you're doing with different areas that you're obtaining your contacts. Okay, now to address the question about how you know if people have come to your website, you can go to the contact. So to get back to the contact manager, in the upper left of this page, it next to where it says add a contact, to the left of it, click contact manager, and it should bring you back to the top level of contact manager. Okay, and this is where it lists all the people that have landed on your website. Now, for example, here, the second person that I see is Russell Kepner, and just on this page, it's giving me very pertinent information, his name, phone number. It tells me the time of day, and it varies. In his case, it's 7:30. Here it's 9:30. That tells me he's somewhere central time, or mountain time, rather. And also importantly, it tells me when he last logged in and how often he's logged in. Okay. Now, if you put your cursor on top of Russell's name and click on it, it brings you into a page that has more of his information. It tells you, if you look in the middle of the page that came up, what autoresponder message he's on. And that's where it would also tell you if there are no more messages left that it was done. It would say done. Right now it says on day number 15. It tells you when the last email was sent, which was yesterday, it looks like, February 8th. Also, if you go down below that, it tells you how often he's logged in. And if you highlight where it says the marketing site pages your contact is viewed, it tells you which pages he's viewed and the date and time that he viewed them. Okay, there's really a lot on this page. So let's say, getting back then to the question of how I use Marketing Sense to build my business, what I do is after I have put a contact in there, let's say Russell was one of these contacts I put in. I put him in Marketing Sense. Then I will click into that person. I'll be where I am now. What I do is I send that person an email. The way I do that is that blue strip at the top, if you go to the second entry from the right, it says send follow-up email. If you all click on that, it opens up another window, which will say choose email follow-up. And it says select. And if you click on the little down arrow, there's a variety of emails one can choose from. So I've created some of my own emails that I do it with, but you would pick the appropriate email. Let's say prospect just spoke, because I just met him, and we did just speak before I got home. So I might click on that, and then you'll see the content of the email comes up. It was very nice, and it's actually very appropriate for sending to this person after I've met them at the post office or wherever it was that I met them. Now, one thing to go back to, when I exchange my sample for a person's contact information, I always get their permission to put them in Marketing Sense. I don't go into detail about the system. I just say that, and there's some rustling in the background, so if I want to remind you all, if you're not speaking, to mute your phone. Very important. Thank you. So what I do is when I'm talking to that person, I get their permission. I say, I'm going to put you in one of my websites, and it's going to start sending you some real informative emails that are you interested. And if you don't want to get them anymore, just click on unsubscribe. And usually the person will say yes, but it's always about getting the person's permission. So I get permission to talk to people. I get permission to give them a sample, to put an oil on them. I get permission to put them in Marketing Sense. I believe that's very important. So I send Russell an email. So then I would click send email. He's just gotten an email from me or from the demo site. And then, so then that window will close out once that happens. And then I go down. If you scroll down in the contact details page, there's a little notepad. And at the bottom of that notepad, it says insert timestamp. And I'll click on that. It has the date and time. And then I'll type things in there. Let's say I had met Russell in the post office, and he was hacking and wheezing and coughing. He had a cold. And let's say I had put thieves and peppermint on his tongue, and he miraculously felt better right away and wanted to learn more, and I gave him a sample. I would probably type in, sampled peppermint helped his cold. Maybe he told me about his wife and kid, and his kid has autism. And I would type a little information, so the next time I talk to Russell, I will remember what it is that we talked about. And then I would probably click, there's a little box above the have that says have contacted. If you put a check mark in that box, then it says that you've contacted that person at the top level, and I'll know that I contacted him. And I'll type in that notepad also that I sent an email. So it's a little record of what I've done. And let's say, before we click save, let's say that I had scheduled a telephone call with Russell. Not only did he give me permission to put him in Marketing Sense, he was very interested. He really wanted to talk about that, and we had scheduled a phone call 2 days from now at 9 a.m. So on that blue strip, sort of in the middle of it, it says schedule call. You can click in that. It opens up another window, and there is call Russell Kepner, and you can select the date. You can select the time, and I always – there's a reminder details at the bottom of that little window, and I always set the time to remind me maybe a couple of hours before the call, and I will click save and close. Now, what that does is when Marketing Sense System at – it sends you an email in the morning telling you about all the things that you have scheduled. And since I checked 2 hours, 2 hours before that scheduled event, in this case a phone call, it will send me another email to remind me. Now, yes, question.
Can you just go over the reminder detail, what the 5 minutes, 15 hour, that means before the time I put up above in the schedule?
Yes, that's correct. That's exactly correct. You're totally clear on it. That amount of time that you specified before the scheduled call, it will send you an email reminding you. It also, what Marketing Sense also does, I think even if you don't put send a reminder, I believe, I always do use the send a reminder, but I get one email at the beginning of the day. Maybe that happens at midnight when it turns over, telling me about all my scheduled calls and calendar schedules for that day. And then later on, I'll get a second email about that particular scheduled call at the amount of time before the call that I specified there. Did I totally lose?
If you put none in there, then you'd only get the one in the morning for all of the day?
That's what I think. I've never put none in there because I always want to be reminded. So I don't know a for sure answer to that, but I believe you would probably still maybe get that one email for all your different scheduled things. But I'm not 100% sure on that because I've never put none because I always want to be reminded.
Thank you.
That's the power of this. This reminds you. Now, I'm going to tell you all about something really cool that I found out about that is a very powerful tool with this. I found it very helpful because it takes me beyond just getting an email. So if we all move away from the contact page and go to the tab on the far left that says My Account. Okay, so I want you all to click on that tab, and it should say Welcome to the Marketing Sense System in the middle of the page. And then on the left-hand side of that page, it opens up all the different options you can view from the My Account are there. And the fourth one from the bottom says Networks DNA. And if you click on that and then follow the instructions, what you're doing is you're downloading an executable file to your computer, and then you save it on your computer is what you do, and then you execute it. It puts a little icon in your sys tray. Your sys tray, I think it only works for PCs. I think it tells you it doesn't work with a Mac. Your sys tray is the bottom right part of your screen that has the time on it. You know, on that the taskbar at the bottom of your screen if you're a PC user. And it puts this little icon there, and if somebody lands on your site or if you have a scheduled call, when that happens, it starts blinking at you. So it's prompting, like right now, I came home, got on my computer before the call, and my little icon is blinking at me. It's telling me something is going on. And if I click on it and then I click on display messages, it comes up, and what it tells me is, lo and behold, several people have revisited my website. There was one person that revisited it 4 times. Since I've been gone today, and another person, I have a couple of new prospects that landed on my website. So that's, you know, it tells me, and earlier in the day, there was a calendar reminder. So that little, I found it a very useful tool to have that network's DNA. All these cool little things, all these little whistles and bells are continually being added to Marketing Sense. However, the importance of the system, the basic thing that this system does for you, is it is an automated follow-up machine. Very powerful. So I've shared with you one way of getting – the way you build your business is by enrolling people, by bringing people into your organization. The way to bring people into your organization is to talk to a lot of people, for the most part. I do have some people that do totally web-based stuff, but really, for most of us, we have to talk to people to grow our business. And then the question, once we go through our warm market, we don't have any friends and family left. I remember once talking, I don't know if any of you know Doug Mills, he's a big Young Living distributor, and he was telling me that when he began with Young Living, he was in the NFL club, which I thought of National Football League because I used to be a jock, but he didn't mean the National Football League. He meant the No Friends Left Club because he had been in so many other network marketing flops that he had introduced his friends to that he didn't have any friends left, you know? So once, for whatever reason, you don't have a warm market left, it's like, how do you bring people in? How do you meet people? You know, so one way is, as I said, I meet people with my samples, and then I put their information into Marketing Sense, and now they're being followed up with or dripped on. That's another phrase we can use consistently until they respond. And a second way is to drive them to your website via the Internet. There's some sophistication involved with that. And that's a little more advanced. I use something called Google AdWords. A number of people in my downline do. It is a very powerful way of getting people to my website, and it works. Okay, but that going into that in detail is beyond the scope of this call. But I will tell you that my belief, the Internet is the most powerful, cost-effective way to advertise, period. I found it far more effective cost effectiveness and people effectiveness than using traditional advertising like in a magazine. Well, I'm not saying maybe not to do that also, but I am really into internet marketing. And if you learn how to use it, a lot of people are afraid of it, but if you really make the time to learn how to use it and on the internet find a way to drive people to your website, you will really see your business grow that way. So that's a second way. Takes a little sophistication for many of you, and for me it took a lot of learning. A third way is through the Leads to Wealth program with Marketing Sense. And we had a call on Tuesday where the Zach, I forgot his last name now, but the president and CEO of the Leads to Wealth company talked, and it was just very powerful. He explained a little bit about the leads and the leads that you could get. I was very excited. I use these leads. I get now 25, 35, or 45, I forget now. I subscribe to them. It's totally optional, and you get that from the tab that says Marketing Tools. However, in the demo version, that isn't available. So I'm not going to really go what you would do on your own site is you go to Marketing Tools, that tab, and then that leads you through obtaining the leads, okay? You have to be a Marketing Sense member to access that page and view it. But my thrust now is not only I have leads myself, but it's getting my whole organization on the Marketing Sense page. I really, and I don't mean page literally, I mean getting people using the Marketing Sense system. That's what I meant. Because you know, I look at my organization. I have one totally web-based marketer. He enrolled 50 people in January. I do a lot of stuff on the web. I enrolled, I think, around 15 people in January. Some of them were from the web. Some were people I met. Some were leads that I got from Marketing Sense. But, you know, after that, my organization hasn't been, for the most part, enrolling that many people. What will make you grow is have people that are in your organization enrolling people. To enroll people, you need to talk to people. I found for me, maybe I'm just not that good at it, but I generally enroll 1 out of 10 people I talk to. I don't keep very accurate statistics. I'm not like Tracy, who is very into keeping accurate statistics, but I have a general sense that I probably enroll 1 out of 10. I used to be really into playing baseball, and I was a terrible hitter, and I probably had a 100 batting average, you know, and I guess that's carried through to the amount of people I enroll. So for me to really bring a lot of people into my organization, I have to talk to a lot of people. So if I'm going to enroll one person a week, I need to talk to 10 people in a week. Now, how am I going to talk to 10 people in a week? Well, you know, I do meet people as I'm doing my thing, going grocery shopping, etc. I used to do a lot of meetings and presentations at libraries and classes at like aromatherapy classes, but now I really made an intention to be at home, you know, and have it all come to me. And what I have found is that this website, using the leads program, brings people to me. And with these leads, you will get what you pay for. The cheap leads, and some of my organization thinks they're just as good as the more expensive leads. I haven't gotten enough of the cheap leads to be really to give you an accurate my view on it, but I will tell you that from the, or I'll say the least expensive leads, from those are the BizOp leads, I've had some really good results. I've met some really excellent people that are ready to enroll, and I've just started using them. You know, and I just, from the Marketing Sense Live Tour leads, she may be on the call tonight, I just enrolled a Pearl, you know, somebody who's really interested in doing this and is taking off already, and I've enrolled some other people. So, and if nothing else, even the important thing with the leads, and for the way I see it for my organization, is that it will get people talking to people. Once you start getting leads and you start calling them and talking to them, it's practice, and that flow of continually talking to people carries over into the rest of your life. So now, because I'm used to talking to people, I'm going out there, and when I'm out shopping or whatever, I'm more in the flow of talking to people, and I just am, it automatically happens more. Now, I'm already in that flow. The key is for my whole organization to be on that page and talking to people. Last night or two nights ago, I was giving a person a training in one-on-one in Marketing Sense in my organization. Her intention is to bring in $10,000 a month income with this, and she's a relatively new distributor. And I said, well, you know, that you can do that. I'm close to doing that right now. But I've been doing it for 5 or 6 years, and in order to do that, you need to be talking to a lot of people. And I said, who did you introduce new to the product today? And she said, nobody. And I said, okay, who did you introduce new to the product yesterday? Nobody. And I'm like, hey, you know, you can achieve $10,000 a month. It's totally feasible. But to do that, you have to be talking to people and a lot of people. And with Marketing Sense, that can happen. You can talk to as many people as you can physically make time for. And you can purchase the leads to do that. You know, and then when you're doing it, your organization's going to do it, because that's what this is. That's what network marketing is a business of duplication. And people in my – I mean, I could tell people in my organization to get Marketing Sense, get leads, and talk to them. But if I'm not doing it, they're not going to do it. They're going to say, well, James, how many people are you talking to? How many leads have you signed? Do you get a month? And I'll say, oh, well, you know, I'm not really doing that. I don't have time. But you go ahead and do it. They're not going to do it. I have to be speed of the leader, speed of the pack. You know, and we're all leaders if we define ourselves as that. So that's how I see that. That's really answering that initial question, how I build my business with this website. I put contacts in it. I bring contacts to it via the web. I drive people to it. And I purchase the leads. And one person, two people, three people at a time, I am getting my organization on the Marketing Sense page. I'm getting them into the system, and I'm making the time to train them with this system. This has become my top priority because I really have the vision, and I see this system as the most powerful business building thing we have. Now, if you're a person who really likes to get out there and meet people face-to-face, have tables, do trade shows, and you're not that much of a computer person, you really like to be out there meeting people in the flesh, this system is what's going to help you follow up with them. When I do a trade show, I do a raffle, and I get people's contact information because they filled out my raffle. When I began with Marketing Sense, I had a stack, like a huge stack of raffle tickets that I may have called the person once. They never returned my call, and that was that. You know, that's all I had time for because I had like a couple hundred of these things. I began to take them all and put them in Marketing Sense. Put them in, I'd enter them as a contact, and you know what? I've enrolled people from that, people that were sitting on my desk dead, that I would never have gotten back to again, started getting emails, they contacted me and then enrolled. Now, if I had put all those folks in fresh immediately after I had done the expo, I think the percentage would have even been higher. So this business building tool that we have, Marketing Sense, is very powerful. even if you don't want to drive people to you on the web or you don't want to purchase leads, if you're like meeting a lot of people face-to-face, this system will follow up with them consistently. And then when they become a customer or a distributor, you switch them to that category, and now they're either getting distributor training or training on how to use the products. There, and you don't have to do it other than putting their name in there. The system is doing it for you. It's very, very powerful.
Could I ask a question about that?
Yes.
When you're switching, what did I just do? From one thing to the other. Now, like, I've gotten some leads and I've had trouble contacting them. How many times do you contact them or attempt to contact them and leave a message on their answering machine? Do you keep calling until you finally get a person, or do you just let the system do it for you at that point?
I let the system do it for me at that point. I'm like a three strikes and you're out kind of thing. Ideally, I will call a person three times, but I may not even do that. But really, I think maybe the third call, I wouldn't call them again. You know, I just don't. I'm very busy. I have a lot of leads. I have a lot of people I'm working with and training, and I'll do three calls, and the third one. And you could even say, you know, I definitely don't want to waste your time. Time's very valuable, and I certainly don't want to waste your time with these calls or mine. So if you're interested, please get back to me in 48 hours, or I'm just going to let the Marketing Sense system keep sending you emails, but I won't call you again until I hear back from you. Kind of let them know. Or you could even say, with Marketing Sense, I would say the best thing is just to let them know that until you hear back from them, you won't call them again. But if they're interested, to give you a call.
And then can you tell me when you're in this contact page, the one that I popped into right now is prospects, and then across it's got name, time, sign up, promo ad, and then email status, AEFU. I don't know what those letters mean.
Okay. That is, A means active. U means that they unsubscribed. In order to be... You get it?
Oh, thank you. I just didn't know what they were. And what does F mean?
F mean, I think that it failed. It has, for some reason, the emails aren't getting through.
Are those the only...
Or F actually may be finished. Let's see. If I click on test, F... Okay, permanent bounce. Yeah, so F means failed. It the emails aren't getting through for some reason. Their email address isn't good, or they, for some reason, the emails aren't getting through. That's what F means.
And right now I put my scroll on it, and I see it. The little box popped right up and told me.
There you go. Okay.
Oh, geez. Thank you so much.
No, sure. The only... stupid question is one that's not asked. And that was a very good question. Yeah, there was another question.
Hi, James. This is Annalie Phillip.
Hi.
I'd like to know, first of all, do you ever record these calls? I've got some contacts that I would like to participate in this, but they work during the hours these calls are taking place.
I'm recording this call, and it should be available. It will either be available on Marketing Sense, or I'm sending an email out, I can let you know. This call is definitely recorded and available.
Okay, and then I was a little confused when you were, couldn't write fast enough as you were announcing so you do this system training every Saturday on the conference call?
That is correct.
And normally on the third Thursday, but this week you had something else next week.
You know, usually on the first Thursday.
Oh, it's usually the first.
Yes, Thursday. Now, the other Thursdays are business building techniques, but not a Marketing Sense system training.
Okay.
So the Marketing Sense system training is usually the first Thursday of the month and also every Saturday of the month. And that schedule is on your Marketing Sense system under the Training and Support tab, which you can't access from the demo site either, but from your own site you can access it there, and there's a place to find the full schedule of calls. And many of the calls that have already been recorded are up there.
Previous
training calls, they're up
there. And then one more question. You know, you talked about purchasing the leads. Is there a time or specific information as to, you know, once you have purchased those real-time leads, okay, I bought them, now I've got their names, now what do I do?
Ah, very good. Okay, you call them. You need to call your leads. Okay, yes, the system does follow up with you, for you. But, okay, one thing about these leads is that they're guaranteed. It's not guaranteed that they'll enroll with Young Living, but it is guaranteed that their number is good. Okay?
Right.
And if you call them within 72 hours, if their number is no good, and some people, I can't imagine somebody filling out one of these forms on the web if they're not interested, you know, but there are a lot of people like that, you know. My life is very full, you know. I don't have the time to be filling out forms on the web unless I'm really interested, but there are people that do that, and they'll put a fake number in. And you verify that within 72 hours, you can return the lead, and they'll give you another one to replace it. They guarantee their leads.
That's not addressing my question at all. My question is, once I pick up the phone and dial their phone number and I get a live person on the other end, is there some information in the website as to what I should say?
Yes. So
with that lead to lead them on to the next, you know, what do I say?
Okay. What you do, I want you all to go to the contacts page and then click into any one of the contacts. I just clicked into Patricia, but it doesn't matter which one. And then you get that page with their information on it. And the blue strip at the top, the third from the right entry says phone scripts. If you click on that, it brings up another window. And then there's a little drop down. It says select in there, and there's a little drop down arrow. If you click on that, there are two prospect interviews. One is prospect interview. That was written by Tracy. It's very good, and I used it until I wrote one called Prospect Interview 2. And that's the one that I created, and I've actually done trainings on Prospect Interview 2. Tracy, I think, somebody wrote it up from a conference call that I did, and so then there was a write-up of it, and then it was combined with another part of it, which is a five-minute presentation, and that is all in Prospect Interview 2, and that is the one that I use. I find it very powerful, but Tracy's is also excellent. Yes, and this will guide you and get you started, yes.
James, did you record your training on the Prospect 2?
Yes. That is somewhere. You'll have to get back to me on that. Okay. Do you know how to contact me?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'll go to the website. Email you?
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah. Please contact me about that.
Okay.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
How much is this Marketing Sense a month? I just heard about it.
$20 a month. Well, $19.95, I think, a month. So it's $20 a month. The first 30 days are a dollar. So you can try it out for a dollar for the first 30 days if you choose to keep it.
And you said something about the leads. Is that an extra cost?
Yes. It's optional, and you pay per lead. And there's different quality of leads, they cost different amounts. The least expensive are $1.50 a lead. And I think the minimum order of that, I don't have it in front of me, but it's something like a $30 order, I believe, would be the minimum order of the least expensive leads. I pay, I think, about $5 a lead for the – but the larger quantities you get of the more expensive leads, the price comes down. But that's totally optional. I highly recommend it, but there's requirement for you to purchase the leads.
No, just it's the first time I'm hearing about this. I didn't know. I thought that every Thursday there is a conference call on the business.
There is.
Oh, there is?
There is, and the first Thursday of the month usually is the Marketing Sense training.
Okay.
This month it happens to be the second Thursday, which is tonight, and every Saturday at noon Eastern time there is a Marketing Sense training. Okay.
James, I have a question. This is Ruth in Geneva, in Virginia.
Yes, Ruth.
Where do we go to read what those emails are?
Very good question, and I'm going to make this the last question because our time is up. There's two ways to read the emails, okay? One is, what you do is you go to the tab that says autoresponders, okay, and you click on that. The way that I like to read the emails is you've clicked on autoresponders. There's a box on the left that says test messages. The second entry from the bottom says test messages. You see that? If you click on that, it will come up with a page. In this case, because we're on the demo site, it has the demo email address. But if I was in my back office, it would have my email address there. And then what you do is you click in the circle next to the set of emails that you want to read. Like right now, it defaults to leads. And then you would click send test messages. And it's going to send you all of the emails people receive all at once. So if it's 10 emails that leads get. Somebody had said the warm market, I think it's 5 emails. So if you clicked on warm market there and then clicked send test messages, it would immediately send you all 5 warm market emails to your email address, and then you can open them and read them. Okay? That's one way. The other way is if you go to that white box on the left there and the second from the top says email campaigns, and if you click on that, it brings up the page that has the different categories of email campaigns. So if you clicked on prospects then, for instance, it'll bring up a page which has all the emails that are sent to prospects. And it tells you, it's kind of cool because it tells you the day that they'll get those emails. So the way we have it set up is a person gets an email every 5 days. And if you want to look at what the email says, like for the first one, it says, welcome to Marketing Scent. And if you go to the far right where it says preview, I usually click on the HTML, and it'll show you the email that the person gets. And that is how you look and see the emails that people are going to get.
Tell me where that is again.
Where are you now?
I'm in the contact details.
Oh, okay. I hope I hope some other of you followed me. Okay, you go to the tab at the top, and to the right of contacts, it says autoresponders.
Okay.
Click on autoresponders.
Right.
And then there's the box on the left says test messages is the second from the bottom entry of that white box on the left. You see that?
Okay.
If you click on that, it brings up a way in which you can have them all sent to you at once at your own email address and read them that way.
Okay.
Okay. The other way, that white box on the left, the second entry from the top of it says email campaigns. Do you see that?
Right.
Click on that, and it brings up a box. Well, it brings up the page, and it has the different category of email campaigns. Do you see that? Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so then you would click on, for example, prospects, and it shows you the titles or the subject of all the different emails that prospects will get, and then you could just pick the appropriate one and click on the HTML next to preview.
Okay, I found them. Thanks very much. I'm assuming we're out of time, and I've got a phone call I got to take.
Very good.
Thanks for your time.
James?
Yes.
Hi, all.
you one question.
Yes.
When they receive these emails, who are they receiving it from?
You.
Oh, okay. So it's going to have my name at.
Your name and contact information. It'll have your name, email address, phone number, and address. Because in
at
order to be.
MarketingSense.com.
Yeah, it'll have your MarketingSense.com address, but that email address will be forwarded. If somebody emails you there, it gets forwarded to whatever email address when you signed up for the system you told it to forward the email to.
No, what I'm saying is when they open up their email,
yeah,
or their browser and they go in to check their email, is it going to say it's coming from me, or is it going to say it's coming from Young Living or Marketing Sense?
It will be coming from your email address at Marketing Sense. So in my case, they come from the oil man at MarketingSense.com.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, very good. So we can all unmute ourselves and say good night. It's been a great call. I honor you all and thank you for being on the call and learning about this system and giving your energy to the call, making this an excellent call. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey. Got a lot out of this.
Oh,
yeah, you're great.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.